Let's talk about rail fares right now. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, we told you about that new trial that was being brought in to simplify train fares on London North Eastern Railway, LNER. A analysis of what's going on here has suggested that this trial is actually adding more than £100 to the cost of some journeys on the East Coast mainline. LNER, of course, government-owned at the moment. This trial was advertised as offering simpler fares. LNER pledged to make adjustments so that as many people as possible could access the right ticket at the right price. But the campaign group Rail Future says that this is an awful scheme. Let's speak to Neil Middleton from that group, who's joining us live on LBC News. This was all designed to make things simpler, flexible ticket pricing, demand ticket pricing. What's actually going on here?
So good afternoon. The big change that LNER have made is they've done away with any form of cheaper, flexible ticket. So I'm just looking at LNER's website at the moment, and the cheapest ticket on the 1600 to Edinburgh now is £193.90. And before it would have been £87. And so that's where it's going wrong. Because all their other tickets, all these cheaper tickets they're offering, are what they call quota controlled, which means that once they've run out, there are no more, and you have to buy the most expensive ticket. And that's what we really object to. Who wants to pay that sort of price to go to Edinburgh? I mean, I know it's a lovely place, but it's still quite a price. I mean, I could go with EasyJet, I think it is. I could go with EasyJet for £94.49. Why wouldn't I do that?
Isn't this a way of kind of evening out demand, though, for rail travel? Because it's all very well having like a turn-up fare that is relatively lower than this, but if you have everybody on the same train, you get a crowded train then, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that is a genuine challenge. And I think you've got to balance getting a seat. Who wants to stand all the way from London to Edinburgh? I certainly don't. I'm sure you don't, and I'm sure no listener wants to either. But what we really object to is not the change, because things like this 70-minute ticket, they're really quite appealing. It's the fact that the flexible ticket is just remains so expensive. Because when you're travelling anywhere, there's two things I would suggest that worry you or interest you. One is, can I go probably for a sensible price? And secondly, what is the worst case? You don't want to go somewhere like Edinburgh and then miss your train coming back because you forgot the time or something, and turn up at the station and somebody say, oh, it's going to be £194 to get back to London tonight. That's just a big disincentive to go by train in the first place.
You mentioned the 70-minute ticket. This is where you can travel on a different service within 70 minutes, isn't it?
Correct, yeah, and that's a great idea. You go and see some friends in Newcastle for lunch, and you can book you can come back. You don't have to worry about getting a specific train. So that ticket is a good one, although it gets very complicated because sometimes you can find that if you're looking to buy, say, a ticket to go on the 1600 train, say next week, actually you're better off buying a ticket for the 3 o'clock. Buying one of these flexible tickets for the 3 o'clock. Because it's cheaper, and then change it. So it's just a sort of a bigger dog's breakfast of passenger confusion as to how to go about buying a ticket at a cheap price.
Do you fear that this might end up being rolled out more widely?
We do, and it would be particularly bad to roll out for shorter journeys. It's one thing for journeys where people plan their life, because we don't all, we don't go to Edinburgh on a whim from London. You plan it. But you don't really want a ticket like this for journeys in your locality. So yeah, we do worry that it would be rolled out without change. And what really upsets us is the price of the fallback ticket. The last resort ticket is just so expensive.
No doubt you'll be making your feelings known to the rail company on this.
I will indeed, and I'm waiting to hear back from them on a promised meeting.
Neil Middleton from Rail Future, thank you very much for joining us.